Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavo Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. And of course, in this particular Cheshbon that we've been studying, the Chovos HaLevavo has been highlighting to us how a person needs and should make the assessment in his head as to whether he does what he does, L'Shem Shamayim, and he tries to figure out where God fits in within his life. Today, we hope to finish that Cheshbon by discussing the summation of all of our discussion. Forget about the fact that we have the responsibility to recognize that what we do for Hashem, and the ability to realize that not only within our power to do, but also in our power to conceive, that which we do for Hashem. If you forget those ideas, a person needs to really understand that most of what happens within our lives happens because of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, if you give your all to something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you more to hold on to. God is an investor in each and every one of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it his business to give us the resources to be able to do that which he wants us to do. What is that? We are supposed to serve him. So if we go ahead and we use our resources, investment money, and we use it wisely, and God sees a return on the investment, so he will add more within our lives. And by the way, if we waste the resources, God says, why do I? He cuts his losses, and he takes the resources back. The Rambam points this out in Hilchos Talmud Torah, in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Gimel, he says, look, there are two groups that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not too proud of. The first one is somebody who's supposed to learn Torah, and he can't learn Torah, and for whatever reason, he chooses not to do so, right? And then there is a group of people who walk away from the situation. And in such a situation, those who walk away from Talmud Torah, both of those people fall into the category of Bozeh Devar Hashem, those who embarrass the word of Hashem. The rabbis say, if you are Mevatel Torah Me'osher, Sofo Levatla Me'oni. Right? If a person has the wealth and the ability to spend the time studying the Torah, and he doesn't do so, so God says, what do I need to be investing in such an individual? In the end, he'll be Mevatel Torah, but he doesn't wind up being Mevatel Torah because he has. Rather, God turns around and takes the wealth away. On the other hand, somebody who is able to do his best or her best to be Mekayim the Torah from poverty, in the end, God says, I'll keep investing. I'll get more out of the investment within the process. And this becomes an issue in Avodas Hashem when we turn around and serve Hashem b'simcha and tuv levav, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you rov kol. And if not, we said in the Tochacha, God sends us the punishments. For what? So that in the end, l'man anoschol le'tivcha b'achrisecha. In the end, the purpose is to give us the opportunity to go ahead and gain. So then we see that Oni and Osher depend on Torah, and how we choose to apply Torah. Poverty and wealth are there for us to use as a factor to figure out how God is going to invest within us, and how we choose to proceed with his investment. If we keep it, and we keep Torah b'simcha, with a sense of enjoyment, so God takes away things that are impediments to keeping the Torah, because he sees, why do I have to throw more impediments at a person? But rather, he gives us the opportunity to perform the mitzvahs of the Torah in bigger, better, greater ways. And so therefore, a person has a responsibility to make it his or her business to serve Hashem each and every day, and to thank God for every opportunity to serve him with love. Sometimes in life we can look for even more ways for us to get excited about our service of Hashem. Think of a way you can do the mitzvot that God gives you with more simcha, with more enjoyment, with more of an opportunity to realize, wow, I get that opportunity to serve Hashem. Put it on your plate and make it something that you do, and I'm sure you'll become aware quickly that we do it even better, bigger, and stronger. Have a terrific day.